Let's go to Revelation. We're talking about hell and what it looks like. And then we want to talk about who goes there. And, you know, we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Sometimes we don't repent. And so we just want to say, Lord, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Go on and keep doing what we're doing. If you notice the prayer that he led these young men into, it said, change me. I yield to you, Lord God. Say that to the Lord now. Say, Lord, change me. In whatever way I need to be changed. I yield to you. There's nothing in hell that I want. There's nothing like hell that I want in me. I want to be 100% like you, Jesus. But better watch that. Because Jesus suffered persecution. And we don't take persecution too well. So when we say we're going to be like Jesus, we better know that part of it too. Amen? Yeah. Quick to forgive. Woo, thank God for grace and mercy. Woo, thank God for his grace and mercy. And in spite of me, he loves me. He forgives me. He hadn't cast me into hell. I was hoping Duke was going to be here today because she has shared many times, several times, about her experience of going to hell. But we're reading on the prayer line. We have read, and if you've ever read any of Kenneth Hagin's material, and if you've ever listened to any of his videos, very many, he's going to tell you about his experience of going to hell and how God snatched him out. But he said, Lord, I'm a member of the church. Lord, I belong to such and such a church. It didn't do any good. You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. And John said when he was preaching, he said, repent. He said what? Repent and be baptized. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hell is a cruel, mean place. And the Bible says it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But man chooses by not choosing Jesus to go there. How does one get there? He fails. Come on, talk to me. He fails to choose Jesus. If your name is written down, stand up. You know your name is written down. Stand up. Hallelujah. 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 I mentioned Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 20 and 10. Revelations 20 and 10. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. 10. And the devil that deceived them, the people that's mentioned above, don't have time to go there, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night. For how long? For how long? You have to go back and read it, and you have to read it several times to get the beast and the prophet and all those separated and ask Holy Spirit, what are you talking about, Lord? My husband and I just finished reading the book of Revelation, and we just read a chapter, and we don't say anything, and I know I'm thinking, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this, and I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. But one thing we found out, that there is a place, the lake of fire. Another name for it is hell. Another name for it is Gehenna. Another name for it is Hades. And there will be tormenting day and night. For how long? Forever and ever. Those who receive Jesus, say, I have received Jesus, will have an eternity with God. It's just two. You know, the Bible says, I would that you were either warm, hot, or what? Cold. But if you are warm, straddle the fence, I will what? Spew you. So you need to make up your mind. You remember Bishop telling about the pig? Thought it was a possum and a possum and a pig. And they finally said, you need to make up your mind what you're going to be. A pig or a possum. Make up your mind whether you're going to be a Christian or a sinner. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Look at 1 Peter 2 and 4. Shout hallelujah. All the men whose names are written down, stand up. I don't have time to look up. Is anybody sitting down? I would hope not. Men, that's all right. You just want to make sure your name written down. I don't blame you. Whoever you are, I don't blame you a bit. You may be seated. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Don't back up, but I'm going to start at verse 2. As newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Say, I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That's what we want. That's who we are. That's our connection. And that's no part of hell. That's all part of Jesus. Amen. That's all part of God. Amen. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, verse 5, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Amen.